This diagram can be used to explain quite a lot of things, how it works. So you see that there is a link between feeling and the aging, and that line could be marked with this the kula machiri, you know, the family, the stinginess about the family, and the line between the birth and the feeling can be marked with the stinginess about this avasa. Avasa is that your own body. You know, this body is for the consciousness. This body is the house. So, and the line between the greed and the feeling can be marked with something called this labhamachiri, that the stinginess about this the gains. So you can see that we are looking for the gain, and so we have this sensual desire, and then we are cranking this thing, and we are going for another body, that line going to the feeling from birth. And the same process will create the all sort of suffering here. Whatever way you spin these back wheels, you can see there is this suffering. So the when the sensual desire come to arise, there is something called covetousness. In front of that coveting and greed, there is something called covetousness, called abhijja in Pali. Whenever the abhijja arises, you can see the ill will and the envy also arises, and the subsequent to abhijja, the ill will and the envy arises. When we get abhijja, the makka, the derogation, and then the disparaging, the palaso also come to arise. The palaso has been marked in that red line, last red line, next to the red line, underneath the volitional formations. So these are the mental things, and these mental things lead to this line, speech, and things like that. So that's how we run our engine. This is how we go into this, going forward in this samsara, going from one birth to another birth. All the time we are doing one of these things. We have these mental things, vitakka vichara, initial application and sustained application. And we have the verbal ones, the lying, harsh speech, frivolous talks, and slander in the back wheels. And as a consequence, you can see that we have this birth, aging, sickness and death, the physical volitional formation, sanskar. We can consider everything over here as a volitional formation, so sanskar. So birth is the physical thing. The aging, not the physical thing. You can see the actions of the body. And we have the actions of the speech and the actions of the mind. So these, what we were considering today, are some actions of the mind regarding the body, the kama, sensual desire, kama, chanda, for example, is that regarding the physical nutriment, you have this, I want it, I like it, and then I'm spinning these things, and then you are making my making. As soon as you do the my making, there is this line. Whenever you make my making, for example, if I say this leg is mine, we normally do, and then it is I'm lying. And sometimes your doctor shows you, it is not yours, and he cut it and put it away. Now, if it is yours, well, it's not possible, right? So it is not mine. But as soon as I make my making, I'm actually lying. So I'm talking about the lying in the sense of the RN way. The noble way. There is this line has got two parts. There's one is that you have the normal thing, musavada viramani, that I'm not going to lie sort of thing. Not telling the false thing. But the RN is more advanced one. That means we all are lying. RN person, RN disciple, for example, an arahant, wouldn't be regarding anything as mine. Whether this is a body, or the job, or anything, your family, your car, or any of those things, we consider them as mine. So as soon as we say it is mine, you know, when, if you say your house is yours, and then the earthquakes comes in and it's, you know, it's shattered, and then what is the part that you are calling at is yours. So that's sort of lie I'm talking about. It's happening because of this, considering that this is mine, you know, that I have a greedy nature. It's all starting in the front here.
Known as
Paramatma. Yes, yes. That's what we are talking about here. Because what we are trying to...
Adhivan is Samuti.
Samuti, yes. Yeah. So, what we are actually trying to show over here, for a normal person, all these wheels are spinning. An Arahant, for example, he doesn't do these back wheel spinning at all. And while he living, he has got this aging and all those things. And after death, all stop. Cool down over here. No more birth. Since we are actually spinning, we are moving forward. So what's the brake? The vehicle got a brake. Can you think about the brake? Brake is marking red. Those three red lines. The perception. You can see there's this perception that this foul nature of the edible food, for example, the nutriment edible food, that will stop you. Let's say for a certain person who is beyond this edible food, a nutriment, physical nutriment, but she still got the contact. And then when we pursue the displeasure as pleasure, that is the bad one. So we move forward again. But if I'm perceiving, it is displeasure as displeasure. As a pleasure is also displeasure. So therefore you stop this one. That is suffering nature. If you perceive suffering nature, you can stop it. And the final one is a good break. The final break is the cessation of feeling and perception altogether. Nirodha Samapatti. So this one you can see is a bit advanced in that, you know, one has to do the other meditations before, and then you see this Dhamma part. So you sort of need to see your mental states. Normally you would go into a higher concentration and you get some sort of a vitakka vichara, the initial application and sustained application. You go into higher concentration, all of a sudden you are fallen from that one and you are in the bottom of this thing. And then you see why I am fallen from this one. I was in jhana concentration. Why I am fallen from that one? And then you can notice I was fallen from that one because of this, one of these things occur in my mind. So this part of the meditation is... if you are doing completely, then it's an advanced person. But others should know the sensual desire as sensual desire. And then the ill will as ill will. You know, anyone can actually determine, I am in an angry state. You know, I am angry. So you can actually see yourself that, you know, this thing is present in me. If you have sensual desire, you can determine it as well. So first you notice, you observe that these things are there. And then you have to thoroughly know when they occur in the meditation. If your mind is not concentrated, then you can see that I have, at this moment, I am not pursuing any sensual things, so therefore I don't have sensual desire. I am not angry at this moment in the meditation time, but my mind is not concentrated. So I should have either sloth and torpor, so I am lethargic, I feel sleepy. Oh, my mind is in unsettled state, mind is wandering here and there. So that means I am in the state of restlessness, uddacha. That must have occurred because of the hate. If I did not have the ill will, if I don't have the hate, then I can't have this restlessness. It is nearby that, those are the mental states. So then you determine why I am actually having this restlessness. Am I controlling my faculties? So you see, if I'm controlling my faculties, the contact as nutriment, for example. So if you control your eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind, I wouldn't have come through this path, going to the restlessness. So therefore you determine that state. So worry can be detected as well, because then you keep on worrying about things. You know, I have done bad things, or something like that. I have killed an animal. I couldn't switch off the cooker. You know, while coming over here, you might be thinking, oh, did I switch off the cooker? And with my house will be on fire, sort of thing. So the worry could be there like that. And the doubt, First you take the doubt about the Dhamma, that's the one that you need to take. And then the other things are there as well, whether this is right, this is wrong, all those things. So if you have this, why I can tell you something else as well. If you carefully observe the sloth and torpor and the worry here, you can see there's a chair. That is the seat of the chair, the sloth and torpor and the worry. And it has got two legs. The restlessness is a one leg and the doubt is another leg. So have you seen that the chairs that are, resting chairs, you have rest like that on, and then these back things are very small, leaning on that one. And in Sri Lanka, you can see this sort of thing, right? So you consider yourself as the sensual desire. You are the person looking at the chair. You sit on it, so you sit down on the chair. When you sit down on the chair, and there is this thing, the leaning things comes in. Can you identify the leaning things in the diagram? So look at the chair as that you are observing from this side, and that's the chair. And then you can see, so since I am going to sit down over here, I'm approaching the chair from this way, and there is something over here, the ignorance. You are leaning to the ignorance. So you can actually take this thing. Ignorance has not been marked over here, it's just above the body tie of insistence that this is truth. There is ignorance over there. This diagram can be used to explain many things, the waves in our mind, how it moves. And you would see this one as a net, for example, and then how this one, you can see again there's a wave over here, going over here, going over there, and it is dying when you read the ignorance level. And having read the ignorance, you are coming backward, making another wave. Think about the sea. The waves are going and dying, and another one starts. Right? Like that one, there is this wave. So it's a great thing. If you know where it occurs exactly, then you can see so many things happening in our mind. Buddha said in Sagara Vagga, the ocean, in the connected discourses of the Buddha again. And Buddha said that people are saying this, the water, the sea, it's the ocean, that's a great ocean, that's how they say. In the Aryan discipline, the water is just water. It's not the ocean. The ocean is the eye. And its current is the form. Eye is the ocean and the form is the current. Now do you see that one in this diagram? You see there is this eye, the contact. Contact, you can start where it is contact as nutriment. So you see the form. So the current comes in. And then you can see the ocean now moves to that side and goes there because of the ignorance. You got the seat now. You sit down on this vehicle. In this vehicle, you are actually in exactly in the middle, in the body tie of misapprehension. That's where you are. You are the person who is driving this vehicle. And all others are the ones in the vehicle, who are inside the vehicle, are the ones that you actually let them come in. For example, someone scold you or tell an abusive word. You take that person and take him inside the car. You drive the car, that person is here. Now you said this one to me. Well, I am not such a bad person. So I am spinning my wheels, right? Then you actually drop that person. And then, if your anger is gone, that's the only time you drop that person out of the car. Otherwise, you are letting them come in. Every time you have anger, that person is with you, inside your car. And each time you have a sensual desire for someone, that means that person is with you, inside the car. If you don't have a sensual desire, it's out of the car. If you are in the office, and if someone is actually telling you to do something, and you may be happy, you may be unhappy, depending on that one, they are inside your car. They drive you nuts. Because that they come in, you are the person who took them inside, and these people, inside the car, if you have small children, for example, they may be shouting, you are saying you are driving me nuts. because you took that person inside. Like that, you are driving this one. So your steering wheel is this contact as the nutriment. You are driving. You are on the steering wheel. Letting people come in, they go out, they come in. So we are the one who are processing this. People is incredible in that sense.
Can we think of the reason they come and the reason they go out?
They don't, you are the one actually letting them come in. You open the door to them. As soon as you have a sensual desire, you open the door to that, you know, the physical nutriment over here. So they come through the feeling and over here, right? So you have the feeling of this, that I want this person, something like that. So you come in. And then if you see someone you don't like, so you can see the opposite of this one, isn't it? Like, the anger is that opposite of that one. In that case, you say, I like this person and I don't like this person, something like that, in comparison. Or maybe that I like this person's this characteristic, I don't like his this characteristic. Because I like his some characteristic, therefore I got the part that I don't like this characteristic. You see the comparison over there. Always when you are angry, you are saying, I want this, I don't want that. I want this, this is what I want, this is what I got. This is what I want, this is what I got. So you are actually jumping between the two. If you don't have, I don't want this one, or I don't want, so you are neutral, that means you are not doing anything. So you can see that through the ill will, again that person is inside the car. So who is driving this? You yourself on the driving seat. They are not permanent in the car. They are not permanent in the car. Because they come in on your invitation. Why would I, let's say someone is coming in front of you and you don't like that person. That person passes away. He didn't do anything to you. Aren't you carrying, this is the person who actually troubles me. This is a trouble. So you are carrying that one, that person is with you and now going through the shopping mall or somewhere else. If you see a beautiful person, what you actually saw is the 32 parts of the body, the excrement and all those things. But you consider that one as a beautiful person. Now that beautiful person is inside your car. You are going shopping and all those things with that person. So you can see the trouble that we are making ourselves. So if you are not taking anybody as mine, then none will enter the car, not even you. So that become empty. Car is empty, the shunya. That's how you go into this thing. So you can see these are the avenues of this thing. Okay, I think we will stop for today. Yeah.